training. And Virginia, one of the things you would make it kind of a good point about, you wanted things to be somewhat generic, because we don't want to go in and you know, have to be making changes to this, the things that may change, you know, regularly or in the future as part of maintenance. Probably not something at the level that we want to go to in terms of these requirements. And then there would be documentation, you know, probably in other places. And I think someone indicated, you know, rather than like IWIN or SIMWIN, it would more likely be in CBRC and, you know, wherever their documentation was. I can't remember kind of off the top of my head. So, go ahead. Maybe you can help me with, you know, typically kind of what the next steps are from the other engagements that, that you've done.
Yes, normally the operations and CBRC, they keep their policies and procedures on SOAP, which is kind of like IWIN, but it's only people that in operations can have access to it. And
yeah.
One of the things from previous experiences, they do not like to put the actual link in the training. You just have to say in the training, please see SOAP, please search this topic on SOAP for the procedure, and then come back to this lesson or something. So, and we can work around that. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
The reason why we want to do that is because policies and procedures tend to change pretty frequently. And therefore, if we focus the training on Actimize, we can reduce, you know, the amount of the maintenance every time a procedure and policy changes, because it would make it out of date. And with some projects, we have these maintenance. So, I know, like, for the ACE training, which is basically training on the tool, we did that and it's been successful. We haven't, some of the windows changed, but the training's straightforward enough that you can kind of navigate, even though there's been a few changes in some of the interfaces. So, if that helps you at all.
Okay, no, that's great. So, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, what we normally do is we wait, it's usually about a 90-day process to complete, you know, to start training and complete it, depending upon the number of deliverables. I know that Wesley is really busy with a couple of other projects, so we were kind of waiting until we got a little bit closer before we engaged on that. I can, let me share my screen with you, just so you know.
Anything come through yet?
Yeah, I just now got it.
Here we go. Okay.
So I do have, we have a standard template for our timeline, and so I kind of went in there and pulled around with it to get to where we would need to be launching the first week in September. So we could potentially, you know, kick off the end of May. Although we've kind of been engaged, we probably don't need as much time up front, but just so you know the elements that are involved in developing training, normally we create a training plan. The training plan is a combination of a project plan and a training plan, so it kind of has a little bit of a background. It defines the scope, what's in scope, what's out of scope, defines any risks that we know of, and mitigation plans. It also includes the audience. And eventually, it also includes the training objectives. And Leslie builds out, like, how we would assess the training and the potential deliverable. That's kind of, and if there's any maintenance, existing training that will need to be updated. So this one, since it's a new tool, probably not. And then we provide that and review that with the team members, and then it's approved, and from there we move on. And the this is an old timeline, by the way, because now this is a combined training plan and project plan. There we go. into analysis and Leslie starts developing the content and Lonely is about it. Leslie, you want to talk to this?
Sure. Oh, wait, I had to unmute myself. Sorry.
That's okay.
So what you're seeing here in terms of the analysis, and this is as Virginia just said, that this is just a sample, so it won't necessarily apply here. But initially, once we analyze and figure out exactly what's the best match of all of the different types of solutions that are available, because we don't want to just say, because we've done it one way beforehand, that it will universally or unilaterally apply across the future efforts. And so on the front end, we want to do an assessment of what your needs are, what we're trying to accomplish, because we essentially have a mantra around here called begin with the end in mind. And we want to be able to answer that question and continue to tweak that along the way, but come to a point, which is what Virginia referred to as the learning plan, to where we agree, okay, this is the strategy we're going to take, and this is what we want to be able to fulfill with that strategy. Now, I know in some earlier conversations we talked about just simply mimicking in to a degree what NICE has put together for the Actimize training, but we want to make sure that that's actually going to meet the needs, not only in the short term and in the long term as well, so that it doesn't become just an event thing, and we want to be able to determine just what all that looks like. So you'll see things in terms of the front end of engaging compliance and legal, which is aligns with Virginia's questions during our last call. You know, who are our contacts? If there are existing relationships, we want to be able to leverage those. To develop the instructional draft and outline or storyboard part is where we just begin to define what is it we want them to come across with. It's not about how we want to deliver it, meaning a WBT or VLS or something of that nature, but what is the content we want to agree on? Because we can put it in any format, but we need to make sure that the content going into whatever format we land on is exactly what we need it to be, and that needs to happen earlier and sooner than later. And so then you'll find all of the pieces that you're used to following that. But really what we're after, at least first off, is kind of between lines 22 and 23, which is what is it that we really want to accomplish with this effort, and then define what that content looks like.
Okay. And that's, I mean, I see just from the training that we had, I think that was really beneficial for a lot of people, but I think that a lot of the benefit came from Irene versus, you know, what might be on a slide or, you know, what the picture of a screen was.
And, sure.
And there's some things that, you know, we talked about that, and we talked about this in a meeting recently, I don't remember which one, but just about, you know, delegation. And, you know, that was a feature that, you know, we probably don't want to, you know, to illustrate. We're not going to be doing that. So, you know, I think a lot of that will come out in these discussions, you know, what that needs to look like.
Right.
But what the content would be.
I think, as Leslie said, that we like to think about, you know, begin with the end in mind. And so what we normally start is, okay, when is defined, you know, what is the business outcome that you're expecting from this training? What behaviors are we going to be changing? And so this is a new tool, so I imagine that the behaviors are something to do with, you know, they'll know how to use the tool properly, and if not, know where to go for help. And then everything will be based upon producing to that outcome. And then we like to kind of define within there objectives for what is it that they need to learn. And then that is what will define the training. And so it may be some things are mechanical according to, you know, what's in the tool, and it could be that there's other things that having to do with overall policy and procedures. And if it's not an island, maybe we can create a separate job aid or module or something like that that will make maintenance easier if it's updated. So, I mean, if this is what we can't really determine until we know exactly what the objectives are and what we're trying to
Similar
with the training.
So a couple of things that I've thought about in terms of content. So we're collecting a list. If you go out to the project site and look at the ambiguity log under Actimize, we're collecting some UI changes that we're asking for. before. I think there's maybe 9 of them out there already. And then the other thing is with IE-10, one of the things we heard at the meeting on Monday, they promised to get us an IE-10 compatible version. The DRCM one would be delivered in June, maybe in July. We can't really test with either of them independently. We need them both. And there was some discussion, I think I mentioned this on Friday's meeting, about them not delivering that until August. If we don't have final screens or whatever, things might look a little bit different presentation wise. I don't think it'd be significant, but is that a concern for you? Some of the things they've asked for, and Wesley, you were in the class when this item came up, and
mm-hmm.
we display kind of a step number rather than a step name.
Right.
So they've asked Actimize to go back and illustrate the step name. So that's, one change will be happening. I don't know when. We don't have that scheduled yet. And then there's some other label changes. There's reference to some things BSN, just like customer ID. They wanted to say customer ID versus BSN. Do you have like a drop dead time period of when you would need to have that to be able to incorporate that into your product?
Since that's more aligned with the tool, I think what we need to do is just work at a higher level and just continue to refine that as we get closer, as close as the tool will be ready, if that makes sense. We want to sort of parallel the development of the tool and all the changes that are in place as much as possible. Because again, to Virginia's point and what I was alluding to earlier, we want to focus on the content, but in a general sense. Because if, let's say, the
yep.
things do change, we don't want to have to go back through the development process more often than we need to, but perhaps define whatever those update cycles are, and then just focus on what are the principles, what are the concepts that we want them to come away with, and then whatever resources
yep.
exist in terms of support documentation that are easily accessed. Then that's what we want to point to. Because again, we don't want people to have to go through the training just to get to a support piece to learn how to do their job.
Yeah, and Jim, I think I can answer your question. We have in our cycle, there's about 2 weeks at the end that we have to go through what we call internal review, which is required by our plan of supervision. Post anything to my training. And in addition to that, we'll have to go through a stakeholder review. I'm not sure if this project will require it because it's a tool. However, because it's part of the organizational council and risk management, I might err on the side of going ahead and getting that just in case of an audit. So that adds about 2 weeks at the end of it. So probably for a drop dead date, we would have to have all the final screens by no later than August 1st. That would give Wesley time. I mean, maybe we can work on all the other stuff and develop all the content, and you can put placeholders in for the screens. And as long as all the screens don't change, and this is assuming that he's going to be using any screenshots, but and then mark the ones that may be changing, because usually which things will be changing. And then it can drop those in. But I would think that he would need a couple of weeks to be able to work that. Is that right, Wesley?
Yes.
Okay.
So does that help?
A target to work from and in terms of communicating and knowing whether, at least knowing up front whether we have a risk of maybe not having final, for what's in the training, but hopefully things will align. But I should be able to know soon kind of the timing of when these things will be incorporated, what will be incorporated. And
right.
understanding more about this IE-10 conversion, that's my big question now for Actimize right now is, are there any other changes, or is this just a matter of being able to access from, IE-10 versus IE-8? Will everything look the same, or will we see anything different?
Right. And that's significant. which is another reason why we don't necessarily want to focus on the screenshots just yet until all that's nailed down. Again, we can have placeholders. We can do, you know, at the moment, just to make sure that we are going in the right direction in terms of our content. But at least within the time frame that Jenny just spoke of, the we need to have that nailed down.
Yeah, and that's really what my question is. I know we have changes, and I just want to make sure that I understand your deadline for anything. You know, I know we're not looking at that yet, but want to make sure, or that you're not looking at that level of detail yet. But
right.
When you need it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if we say August 1st, you know, provided that not every single screenshot changes, it's a pretty good estimate. You know, and even if there's like one that comes in there that has to update maybe a little bit later, sometimes we can accommodate that, but that would be a pretty good
date. Yeah, we're not expecting any major rewrite of the tool, so, you know, should just be tweaking, not...
And what I recommend too is that when we do the screenshots, that if you go in and highlight it, like if you have had a chance to look at any of the Mars job aids, we just had to go through and do a maintenance update, and it was like 50 of them. I mean, it was pretty major because they changed the interface.
Yep,
so I highly recommend that we go in and we make sure that when we do our screenshots, that you cut and clip and you only use what's relevant for that particular step. That will hopefully reduce any maintenance updates. If like something at the top of the screen changes, like another field's added, then you have to redo the whole thing.
Yep.
So just a recommendation from past experience.
Yep.
And how can I take a look? I'm interested in just looking to see what a job aid is. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. Can I just go out to the Mars, like INO site? Would there be like a link to?
I believe so. They're also on my training. Now let me bring one up for you. Click away. These were the final ones, so just to kind of give you some idea.
Yeah.
Okay, see how the trident, it only, there's like, it doesn't show the whole screen. There's just the subset, only highlights. And let's see, another better one. This is not a good one. There. See, if anything up here changes, that means you have to replace the entire screenshot. But if that hasn't, they had to show this because they were showing this particular feature. But so that's what I'm recommending. If there's any way that we can, even if you had to cut and paste, you have to cut this in like this. That's the kind of things that we can do to help reduce the maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't the best one here. Let me see if I can find another one.
Because the assumption is that you know, we've got 150 to 200 users. People are going to be coming and going, and you know, we want to be able to use this as the people come on board, not just, you know, with the launch, when we'd be doing the bulk training in September, but you know, also on an ongoing basis.
Right, and you know, once we will decide what the best format is, but this is what we get from Mars, just because it's so much easier to update a job aid than to just update a WDT. And again, this the screenshots from, you know, kind of hone in on what that particular task is. So,
okay.
But these are also on my training if you want to look at some more.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's great. So you have somewhat of a schedule. Regarding the SME group, we talked about Scott for CDRC, Scott Keppel, Hillary Fortes for AML. Brad Ahrens is our resource for compliance for the project. Advisor services, Jennifer Brandy is kind of our key project resource. She may assign somebody else, but we probably want to go to Jennifer Brandy.
Yeah, where's Jennifer? Is she for AS?
Well,
I thought she was IS.
Oh, I'm sorry, she's IS. Yeah, AS is Ellen Davis.
John Sports is all of them.
And then International is John Figueroa. I don't know if we went through this already on Monday. Sorry if we did. I didn't write it down in my notes, so.
Okay.
Because
I think we could cover that. Then we need, who would be our expert for XMI?
I think Scott, I think these guys are going to know Actimize pretty well. Do you want somebody, well, probably not from Actimize.
What about Scott's team?
Go ahead.
What about CDRC and Ops?
CDRC is Scott Keppel.
That's Scott, okay.
Yeah. And they may have other resources that they may want to, you know, bring on. Mike McKinley, for example, I know is also in CDRC. Matt Chauvin is also in CDRC. My key contacts are Scott and Hillary, but they may want to, you know, delegate to somebody on their team. But their teams are in testing and looking at the tool right now.
Okay. What about
the workflows? They should know the, you know, the views and, you know, what their flow is as they, you know, what screens they're accessing. And Scott's actually already recommended. They're also providing input. Hannah Lahan is another person. Although Hannah is a little less. I'm working with Hannah more on other OAP changes, but. She's more on the CDD, EDD side. Not necessarily, you know, she would be one of the people working in queues, but, you know, she's definitely provided a lot of input.
It would be good on it, I think. Because what we need is someone to be able to at least review the material to say, you know, yes, you have it right, or no, you don't have it right, or...
Yeah.
I think the more people that you have it, have review it, although it takes longer. What we normally like to do is if we have a point person and that person within each group, and that person can send it out to whoever they need and then bring it back combined all the review. That works really
that's
well.
That's a good group to start with, and they may have other recommendations with somebody else, but I think that's good.
Is Hannah part of that that risk risk management group, the new group that I know that Jennifer was hiring
no,
for?
No, that is Michael, Mike Lynn. So when you say Jennifer?
We worked with Jennifer from the beginning of the organization account, so.
Okay, Jennifer Brandy.
I remember, yeah, Jennifer Brandy, yeah. So I know that she was hiring and she was creating this risk management group that was going to handle.
That's Mike Lynn. Has been attending our meetings on, he's in Denver, he's been attending our meetings on Mondays, he was at the training also.
Okay.
So that's kind of the IS side, he's kind of heading up that group.
And then Ellen Davis for,
Julie Senwu is really my contact, but, Julie's been out, so Ellen has been, the delegate, and, you know, she may continue in that role, but, they actually both would come to other meetings I have on the project, other areas of the project, not just risk management tool. So I think Ellen is a good point person. And she's been working with Cameron Parker and Donna Perry are the individuals that she's kind of delegated more. Providing more day-to-day input.
Yeah, I'll invite her in there if she wants to. That's someone else that can, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have...
You've been working with Jennifer all along, so that's good.
And John, the gorilla was for which group again?
International.
Is that international FCs in the branch or international ops?
I think it's more FCs in the branch. But I can look him up and find out.
Okay, and
the people that are going to be calling the clients, getting additional information for the process of collecting documents and reviewing documents for.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think it's operations. I think operations is more entering the data in based on what they get.
Right. For past projects when we did tools, it worked really well if you had people that were testing involved from the business, because they were actually working and testing, and then they could really do a great review and make great recommendations.
So these individuals all have people that will be in the tool and testing. Hillary already has a team that's testing. Scott has been in and made some, he's done some initial analysis, but he'll have team members that are testing.
Okay.
And SIS in international, because we don't have their workflows in there yet. I've hesitated to get them started with testing, but I think that I will be doing that.
Okay. And Mike Mystical, which group was he from again?
Say that again. Who was it?
Mike. Is it Mike McNichols?
Oh, Mike McKenzie.
McKenzie. Oh, I got that wrong. Sorry.
He is in CVRC.
Okay.
I think these guys, the CVRC team reports up to Mark George. The AML team reports up to Chris Kazukali. IS is Jill LeVan, AS, Julie Sunwu. I don't know that much about international. They're kind of new to scope.
Yeah. Who would be the stakeholder? Normally, would that be Jill? Normally it's the director level above.
Yeah.
So who is either Jennifer
Jill? She's the project owner. Her, that's Jill Godsey, is the business owner.
Yeah, that's a little high. Can we add someone beneath her?
The Mark George would probably be the overall business lead.
Okay. I'll send out an email if she says she wants to take that responsibility. Because he's only CVRC.
Can you
hold
off on that?
Jennifer Brandy has done it. Pardon?
Can you hold off on that? I'll try to get that confirmed.
Yeah, Jennifer did it for a lot of the other training that we developed for organizational accounts.
Yeah, and that had more to do, as we were adding people and...
Well, we developed some training, some job grades, and some other things, and so she signed off on those.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think what it comes down to is Wesley. And I know Wesley has, we've lost some resources recently, and so Wesley's kind of picking up the slack, and I know he's really, really busy right now. So we can kick this off anytime, but it's going to be depending upon, what your bandwidth is, Wesley.
Right, and we're working that out right now. Actimize is one of the priorities I've been given, so just trying to get finalize one of the ones that I was on earlier, and be able to devote the time that's necessary for this Actimize project. Now, just one quick question, because I don't know if I've asked this before, Jim, and it's around just sort of how we arrived at this point, and we may be able to take it offline if necessary, but I just want to leverage what we have right now. And it's around what are we currently doing that Actimize is replacing, or is it augmenting something? Is it replacing a system or a process? Because I've tried to go back through what I have and really haven't heard that addressed, so I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. So we were not doing risk scoring.
Okay.
And that is why we went out and obtained this tool.
Mm-hmm.
However, In January, they implemented a process to do risk scoring, kind of in the interim until we were able to get the tool launched. So we have been risk scoring since January of 2014.
Okay. Is that...
I don't know a lot about that manual process. It's not like we are using that as our model and trying to implement that. We're basically implementing the tool. You know, we got started quite a while before this manual process.
Sure.
You know, if that was implemented. A lot of work was done around that back in the fall in November and December to align January date. Mark George Henry Doyle can probably help you more with understanding what that is if you need to look at that. They can also give you direction as to whether you should look at that.
Sure. Sure, because the next question is, with this interim process or tool, will Actimize eventually replace it? Will it come alongside it?
Definitely. Definitely. What we haven't decided yet is, with our launch, you know, will we run them in parallel for a while, or will there be a straight cut over?
Gotcha.
I don't know the answer to that yet.
Okay.
We obviously wouldn't, I don't know that we could manage doing both, you know, just because of the volume of work.
Sure.
But somebody, we may be able to have somebody go and check and, you know, be looking to make sure that the new tool aligns with, you know, what we're doing in the old tool or vice versa. Or, you know, there may not be a benefit to that, I don't know.
Okay.
We have to figure out deployment.
Right. Because part of that, the deployment formula, if you will, is figuring out, okay, in terms of all of those who will be impacted with use of this tool, regardless of their role, are they coming, is this being introduced to them brand new, or are they used to doing it a certain way, no matter how short of a time they've done it, but are they having a change of behavior from, we did it this way, now we're doing it using the Actimize tool? So those are some questions that we'll need to look at.
Yeah, and that's a good question for this group as to, I don't know if everybody is already on board that's doing this manual process or if they'll be hiring more.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe we already have the group out there. So it could be that some people are new and some people have been doing this already.
Right, okay.
But some people definitely will have already been doing this using the manual method.
Okay.
So definitely have that group.
Does the tool have any capabilities for any kind of metrics?
No, interesting question. The reason that I had to have a 12:10 start is that I was in 211, our other building, at a meeting to talk about reporting. So we are... there's definitely a desire to report on metrics, and we're looking at using the Dart tool to do that reporting, and we just need to make sure that we're able to get to the right data to be able to do that. And so one of the goals is to be able to report on the status of alert. So how many are in this status, how many are in this status, how many are in this status. So, you know, how many AS alerts are pending documents? How many AS alerts, you know, were high risk? How many AS alerts that are high risk were approved? You know, how many were not? That type of reporting. Is that what you were looking at in terms of metrics, or?
No, not exactly, but it's a good start. What we're trying to do is, as part of designing training that's effective and that they transfer the learning to their job. And so we're trying to figure out ways to measure. And one way to measure is, you know, to send a post-training survey and see if it's, you know, if the training helps them with their job, et cetera. But I was wondering if there was any other metrics that might help us determine that too, such as, you know, if there's an error rate that things were entered incorrectly or risk or scored wrong or anything else that might potentially
I would say that, well, it's going to be really hard because it's a new tool. So we wouldn't know what might be attributed to training versus... No, I don't know. Maybe is it you know what would just be the tool itself versus the training on the tool or something. Who would know?
Okay.
If it's taking, if we're seeing like a backlog, are we getting more alerts than we used to, or are people slower, or are they slow because the training wasn't good, or they slow because it takes a long time to navigate, or performance is bad, or the system performance.
And Jim, you're asking the right questions, because that's exactly what the metrics are supposed to tease out. It's a matter of where do we want to spend our energies? Because all of those are very different areas, but very useful areas in pointing out the metrics of what ultimately is going to define the success of this training effort. And quite frankly, the success of the rollout of Actimize.
Okay.
I would put it on the list of things to talk to the SMEs about, the actual owners.
Okay. It's handy because we can determine, was it something that we missed, and then you're seeing this backlog because we missed that portion of the training, or was it just something in the tool itself? I mean, that you can't really determine, but it gives you a place to start.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's good to capture, because if we're using this on an ongoing basis, we'll want to go back and make an update. And we should allocate time for that, maybe in our schedule, but, incorporate feedback into, training package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely, and you can justify it by saying that, based upon the measurements that we did, the training was effective, so that's what we're hoping. That we can have something that can measure the effectiveness. Otherwise, why do training?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be effective. Because we're doing the bulk of our training using this tool. We're only licensed for 50 people to get training from Actimize.
Right. Hey, did you have any other questions or concerns?
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah,
so Wesley, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're going to recap, I think. So I'll...
Oh, I was just going to... If Wesley, if you could get back to us when you feel is a good time to get started based upon what your other priorities are, and then I'll go ahead and schedule the kickoff meeting.
Yep, absolutely.
And Jim, I will invite you, and it's up to you, if you have the time to bear with to attend.
Yeah,
So
one of the things I want to call out is that all the names that I've given you, everybody has multiple responsibilities on this project and, other responsibilities as well. So I've just found, managing the project that, it can be a challenge to get time from everyone. So definitely for the kickoff, you want to make sure you have these leads, I think, versus delegates. I just want to give you a heads up that if you can get things on the calendar, in advance, sometimes that helps, even if you're not quite sure. You've got that pre-scheduling.
Okay, good. I will get with Leslie and I'll go ahead.
Even with risk model and scoring, there's just a lot of things going on right now where we're talking about reports, we're talking about batch, we're talking about workflows, we're talking about testing. We can have 5 meetings, in a day with these people. So things are moving quickly at the moment.
That's actually good to hear.
So if that becomes an issue for you, you know, raise that, you know, back to me that, you know, we have a bandwidth issue or something. Availability
okay.
issue.
Yeah, and that will be a concern, but a lot of times what they'll do is delegate, you know, like Scott will maybe delegate to someone within his group to attend the meetings and
yeah.
provide input, and then he'll be on the review process, and that will work.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that on the kickoff meeting, I kind of go over the process and just kind of go over the roles and responsibilities, and that, you know, we need your time. Which is this training, we're not the subject matter experts, and we're the training experts, and so we need their input, and we need them to review the training. It's very important, and that's always an issue, because I know people are very busy.
So we think the kickoff will probably happen in maybe the next couple of weeks or so?
That depends upon Leslie's bandwidth, so.
Okay, so that's a TBD.
That's a TBD,
the kickoff.
Yeah.
And then what about the scheduling, understanding, you know, what the task schedule is and things like that.
Everything will be dependent upon when we kick off, and then I can send you the schedule.
Okay.
So, and I also have a draft of a project plan, but until I had more information, I wasn't going to send it, so.
Okay. So I will leave this all TBD for now, and then hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll get a little bit more definition, and things might settle down a little bit for these users. You know, we're just now getting into the QA environment. There's just, you know, a lot of things going on with that.
Right, and as soon as you can find out and tell us and let us know when that you expect of these changes to be in the system, would be great
yeah.
too. Okay.
That'll be kind of ongoing. It's not like I anticipate an answer, you know, by Monday or something, but we'll probably have to get feedback from ACT.
Yeah.
So probably within the next couple of weeks, we'll have more definition on that.
Okay, that would be good. Because we don't want Leslie to go in and start developing training and to have things change. Even if it's not even screenshots, but just, you know, because you walk through the steps of how to do stuff, so.
Well, great. I appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.